This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Nerds!
Today's episode is sponsored by Smart Travel, a new podcast from NerdWallet. Smart Travel doesn't just cover points and miles. They break down all the financial aspects of your trip, whether that's the best days to book, how to avoid hidden fees, or which fancy travel credit cards pay off, and which ones are just an expensive flex. If you want your travel budget to work harder, then dive into the best deals, products, services, and more with Smart Travel from NerdWallet, wherever you get your podcasts.
This season, a new hot deal has arrived at Metro. $25 a line for 4 lines with all the data you need and 4 free Samsung Galaxy A15 5G phones. Getting Metro's best deals is easy. No ID required, no activation fees. Get a new number or keep your own. It's up to you. That's 4 lines for $25 a line plus 4 free phones. Visit a store or go online today. Only at Metro by T-Mobile.
When you join Metro Plus tax, for a limited time and subject to change. Max one offer per account.
Hey, what's the easiest way to find out what channel the game's on? Sports on What? Subscribe to the Sports on What app and quickly find the channel for every provider, satellite, cable, or streaming. Sports on What knows the channel the game is on, and you can too. Download today.
The shenanigans continue. This is the Men's Room with Miles and Thrill.
Oh, by the way, if you follow us on X at Men's Room Live, someone in here's name got drawn out of a hat before the show.
Yeah. My goodness.
Yes, vote for your member that you think they got their name drawn. If you follow us on X at Men's Room Live. Game is Big Dummy, 206-803-ROCK.
Big Dummy!
Hello, Jeff. Welcome to the Men's Room.
Oh, is it me? Not me.
Jeff? Are you on a speakerphone? Can you put it up to your face?
Oh. Okay. Who could hear us?
I don't know.
Oh, yep, that would do it. Yep. Hola!
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 There you are. Okay.
Jeff, are you sober or not sober?
Team not sober today.
Okay.
All right, Jeff.
All right. Yes. Kind of guessed that. You got a baseline. All right, you got one on our men's room poll. You're taking BO, bad breath, constant flatulence, or bad acne?
We're packing gas today.
All right. Constant flatulence. All right, Jeff, with the constant flatulence. Here's your question. What 2003...
That sounds about right. Yep.
What 2003 Russell Crowe film was subtitled The Far Side of the World?
I've never even heard of that movie. Let's just go with The Penis.
The Penis. The Far Side of the World.
Gladiator?
Nope. You know, like, he was on a boat.
Master and Commander?
Master and Commander, yeah.
Oh.
Never saw the movie.
Yeah, would not have got that.
All right, Jeff, here's your question. What is the term for a bet before cards are dealt?
Oh, is it call?
No.
You call the blind.
The ante.
Oh, the ante.
Yeah.
All right, you're right. My
Blind's
bad.
Not bad, though. I think that would almost count.
But the call. We have a dealt cards yet. Not call.
I'm thinking of blackjack.
No, you're not.
Oh, what am I thinking of then?
You're thinking of a different bet altogether.
Yeah.
It's like at spades, you can place a bet too on how many books you're going to get before you start playing. But if you don't get that money, you'll lose some.
Spoken like a man who worked on the janitorial staff on the East Coast.
Shout out. Next I'll explain talk
right.
to this whole region.
Your question. What color is the outside of a rainbow?
Oh, damn. It's a darker color.
It's a rainbow, man. You're looking at a rainbow. It's the top color.
Blue.
Is it red?
It is, in fact, red.
Oh,
so close.
I thought
so
red.
So close.
If it was blue, you couldn't see it half the time.
In the sky. Yeah. All right, your color. Your color, Jesus. Your question. What was Mozart's full name? What was Mozart's full name?
Oh, man.
Not a whole lot of this name running around.
No. What was the song, or who put out the song for his middle name?
I was going to say, wasn't his middle name
Falco.
Amadeus?
Falco. Yes, it was Amadeus. So what was his first name? Eddie Van Halen named his son this.
Yep.
Oh, Wolfgang?
You got it, Jeff.
That's Wolfgang, how he knows this.
Amadeus Mozart.
Yes. Amadeus.
Should have called
Chuck.
Chuck Mozart. Chuck
if only Mozart. We could go back in time, Ted.
Yeah. I'm Chuck Mozart.
Hello, Justin. Welcome to the men's room.
Hold up.
Weed week.
Chuck's already on that.
Team Chuck
sober.
Mozart?
Team sober or team not sober,
Chuck? Team sober.
And the customer decided we want to do the whole
thing. Yeah, tell
the
customer to go to hell.
And one big shout, and then it eliminates.
All right, Chuck, you have one. Are you taking B.O., bad breath, constant flatulence, or bad acne?
One sec.
Yeah, the man's playing a game. Leave him alone.
Justin. Chuck, are you there? It's Justin. Oh, it's Justin. It is Justin.
Yeah.
He wanted to name Mozart Chuck Mozart. This is Justin.
Oh, Justin. My bad.
Hello, Justin.
Well, if he doesn't pay attention to us, then he's Chuck and he's gone.
That's right.
Hello, Matt. Welcome to the men's room.
He's usually pretty good, too.
Liquor and whores.
Matt, are you sober or not sober?
Sober today.
All right.
Sober today. It's not Matt, it's Chuck.
Okay. All right, Chuck.
Chuck Mozart?
Matt, Chuck, here you go. What do you want? B.O., bad breath, constant flatulence, or bad acne?
Chucky Moz?
I'll take B.O.
B.O.
All right, Stinky Chuck. All right, Stinky Chuck. Here's your question. In the movie Ferris Bueller's Day Off, what was Ferris's girlfriend's name?
Ooh, yeah, wow. I know this one.
Damn.
I don't even remember who played her.
Oh, she was hot.
We got that, man.
Good job, Ted.
Weed week.
It's my girlfriend, Chuck.
Yeah.
Yeah. Gonna have to take a pass on this one.
She had thighs for days.
I think that was Sloane Peterson.
Yes, it was Sloane.
Sloane.
Can't get any more snobby than that name for a girl, can you?
Sloane.
And if your name is Sloane, you're a snob.
It's not like you're Sloane and your parents aren't wealthy.
You couldn't be broke and name your kid Sloane.
That's what I'm saying. You can't. You really can't.
I feel like you're messing with your kid at that point. Like, you name me Sloane and we're broke, man?
Shouldn't we have a pool? I'm Sloane.
I'm with Ted. You know.
What?
Name's the name.
Nah. You have to be wealthy to name your kid Sloane.
You'd be amazed, Miles.
Okay.
You know broke Sloane?
Yeah.
It broke Sloane. All right, here's your question. What is Quagmire's daughter's name on Family Guy?
It's Anna.
Yes, it is.
All right, almost.
I give it to him. It's Anna Lee. Anna Lee. Game is Big Dummy, 206-803-ROCK.
But he calls her Anna for short.
Yeah, yeah. Hello, Jess.
That is in the movie. Yeah,
it's hitting me. It's in the show. Hello, Jess. Welcome to the men's room.
Hola.
Jess, are you sober or not sober?
Sober.
Sober?
Yes.
Okay, Jess, welcome to Big Dummy. All right, your men's room poll, you have one. Is it going to be B.O., bad breath, constant flatulence, or bad acne?
Bad acne.
Bad acne it is.
Okay. Oh, acne, damn it. Yeah, fine, we'll go with that.
All right.
All right, so my zitty friend, here's your question. What company is behind both Honey Bunches of Oats and Nine Lives Cat Food? Interchangeable.
Nabisco?
Give me a second here.
Honey Bunches of Oats and Nine Lives Cat Food.
Kraft.
Negative.
Kellogg's.
Getting warmer.
Post.
We got cat food. We got breakfast cereal.
Have you had that breakfast cereal?
Honey Bunches of Oats? No.
Oh, dude, it's great.
That's the guy that likes Fig Newtons.
And rice cakes.
Right. I'm going to spice up my rice cake. I'll put some Honey Bunches of Oats on it.
Damn. I'm
going to live today, honey.
That'd be your jazz name, Mike.
Honey Bunches of Oats?
No.
Oh, rice cake.
Rice cake.
Mikey Rice Cake Talk.
I kind of like the other one.
All right, folks. Now we're going to bring out Honey Bunches of Oats.
Hello, everybody.
He's got that trombone with him. You know how he does.
You know how we do.
This one's called Extra Crunchy.
All right, Jess, here's your question. What is the world's second largest country by area?
Australia?
Is it China?
It is not China.
Is it Russia?
Russia's number one.
Brazil.
Negative. That's number five.
Kazakhstan.
That's like number nine.
The country of Antarctica.
Canada.
Canada.
Yeah. Oh, that's Mike, you're pointing up. Thanks, Mike.
Wow, he's pointing up and you're not tracking.
I can't point that way. I'm like, what is he pointing at?
All right. Your question, which U.S. president said, quote, Mr. Gorbachev, your fly is down. Actually, he said, Mr. Gorbachev, tear down this wall.
George Bush.
Ronald Reagan.
George Bush was good, but then, you know, wouldn't be prudent.
Wouldn't be prudent. I don't like broccoli.
I was like, all right. I'm with you on that, brother. I don't like broccoli.
And I'm not going to eat it.
I was like, that is the president just told us that. He ain't eating broccoli.
Thank you, my brother, for agreeing with
me. He's the only president, though, who's told us what food he hates.
That's straight up. No one even asked, I don't think.
No. I'm your president.
Well, Clinton didn't hide it.
I ate everything.
Right. I mean, that's why he was always running. Exactly. That's a famous
game. Food?
Right.
Just put it in my belly.
More lords.
I was going to say, we know Trump likes McDonald's.
Yeah.
But I'm saying, he doesn't say what he doesn't like.
Yeah, I guess you're... Well, look.
I hate jelly beans.
The guy would have no issue telling you.
But he doesn't bring it up.
Yes, I'm saying.
I hate collard greens. I don't eat a gumbo.
We know that George Bush, George W. liked cheeseburger pizzas. We know all those guys. We just don't know
what
they
said. That's
the way he said it. Hey, one thing I'm going to get my chef to make me, it's going to be hamburger pizza.
Cheeseburger pizza.
I don't know. Now I just want to hear Trump give a press conference on what he doesn't like.
Since you asked.
A lot of people have been asking, have you heard of this baby bok choy? Not for me. Regular bok choy? Fine. Baby bok choy? No.
Big no for me.
I mean, Barack, Eddie, I just want to hear a press conference.
Honey Bunches of Oats is outlawed from henceforth. Right. That's a big word for me.
And rice cakes.
And rice cakes.
Well, you know Obama eats spam, for sure.
Why? Because he's from Hawaii.
Yeah. You can't be from Hawaii and not be raised on Hawaii.
I like eat spam.
Spam and Reese's? I know he eats spam.
Does my complexion bad?
Mm-hmm. I like spam and Reese's.
Spam and Reese's.
Biden probably still eats Vienna sausages.
And chinchillas.
Oh, he just eats them straight out of the can.
He just loves them.
All he needs a fork.
He don't like this chocolate chip ice cream.
So kids know they got chocolate chips and vanilla ice cream. Somebody's got to tell.
And he walks into a pool.
I actually prefer pistachio. Just one. Hide it somewhere in the ice cream for me. It's like a little game.
All right, Jess, your question. The state of Washington was originally going to be called what? Multiple choice. Yakima, Cascade, Columbia, or Palouse? So Yakima, Cascade, Columbia, or Palouse?
Columbia?
Columbia.
Yeah.
I figured you guessed that because that's the best name.
Well, we're not on the Palouse, right?
No.
That's out at...
But we are on the Columbia. We kept the
road. We are on the Columbia.
Right. Washington State, right? That's out on the Palouse. That's where the Palouse is.
Yeah.
I have no idea what it is. I've just said it three times.
It's a river, I believe.
Is it?
Well, now you ask it like that. I don't know. Jesus, I
don't know. They just, all those kooks, they always say it's good to be back on the Palouse, the Palouse, the Palouse.
Must be like on the range or something.
Right, but I'm not positive. It's
on my dad. Back on the Palouse.
That's the caboose.
Oh, it's a river,
hey, girl,
too.
Bring that Palouse over here.
Game is
big time. Get up on that Palouse.
206-803.
All aboard the Palouse. Hello, Michael. Welcome to the men's room.
Hello.
Hola.
Hey there.
Michael,
hola.
Are you sober or not sober?
Cali sober or Washington sober.
All right. Very good.
All right.
Welcome to Big Dummy.
Washington State. I got to correct Ted, or not correct him, educate him. I went to school in the Palouse, and yeah, it's a series of rolling hills out in eastern Washington.
Oh, so it's rolling hills, okay. Not a river.
Yeah, it's very fertile, and yeah.
All right, our men's room.
Oh, okay, that Palouse is fertile, brother. Yeah.
That was my junior year.
Rolling hills, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, two of them.
Exactly.
Well, a valley in between.
Give me a wine pass.
All right, our men's room poll, you got one. Are you taking B.O., bad breath, constant flatulence, or bad acne?
Flatulence.
Okay.
All right, Stinky Michael, here's your question. The spice coriander comes from what herb?
Cilantro.
You got it. One and done. Nice job. Really? Very good.
Yeah. Hey, before we let you go, we got a true or false question for you. By the way, do you like coriander and cilantro?
Oh, it's funny. I like coriander, but I don't like cilantro.
What?
Oh, I like cilantro.
Yeah, I know.
I like them both. All right.
Just a little teeny tiny bit of cilantro, but too much can ruin it.
Are you that guy at the restaurant? Yeah. See, you're the guy that cooks hate.
Can I just have a little?
Just a little less cilantro.
Just a pinch. Just,
yes, exactly.
Just
exactly.
He ruins it, and he stinks because he farts all the time.
Can you have it on the side?
Can you zest it?
All right, your true or false question. The average fart leaves your body at approximately 40 miles per hour.
I say it's false. I think it's faster.
It's slower. 36?
Much slower. It leaves your butt at about 7 miles per hour. That's about 10 feet per second. What is going on with you guys?
Wow.
I thought it was more than 40 miles an hour.
Game is Big Dummy, 206-803 Rock.
It feels like it leaves pretty quick.
Yeah.
Clearly, you've never fired a golf ball.
I never have.
Okay.
Okay. Hello, Justin. Welcome to the men's room.
Pepper on it.
Hola, gentlemen.
Hola.
Justin, are you sober or not sober?
Sober today.
All right. Welcome to Big Dummy.
I'm working.
Okay, Justin, men's room poll. You have one. Are you taking B.O., bad breath, constant flatulence, or bad acne?
Flatulence.
Flatulence it is.
You know,
God, that one is just so wet.
It's
gross.
So
that is an elephant fart. Yeah, that's one of those ones you got to go back and just take an extra wipe.
Yeah, for sure.
Hang on, I got to.
I was with my freaking 2-year-old yesterday.
Man, oh man, selling the idea of children to millions.
Yep.
All right. Here is your question. Who wrote the book Moby Dick?
Charles Dickens.
Herman Melville.
Right? Yeah, it was Herman Melville.
Yeah.
Charles Dickens wrote Moby Dick. It's where your brain is, man.
Come on, man.
All right. Your question, a plectrum is the alternative name for what musical instrument tool? A plectrum. I put my plectrum.
Oh, let's see here.
Musical
instrument.
A pick.
A pick. I'm talking.
It's right there in the word, boys. Plectrum. He's already kind of plicking it.
I put my plectrum in her palouse, you know what I'm saying?
Why do I quickly go, oh, yeah.
Get your picture or what I'm picturing?
Yeah. I'll sign that pick for it later.
A plectrum in the palouse. Sounds like buckwheat. I put my plectrum in the palouse.
Oh, dang.
Then we had a baby. Oh, all right. Your question, which former president was a CIA?
We got the captain here?
I don't know.
Which former president?
Oh, boy. It's like Jeopardy. You have to guess celebrity host for a clue.
No.
Which former president was the CIA director from 1976 to 1977?
Hey, we're just talking about
it. Yeah, we were.
We were. We're just talking about this dude.
Oh, Reagan?
No. George Bush.
George Bush.
H.W.
Question for
the one who doesn't eat broccoli.
All right. How many people died as a result of the Mount St. Helens eruption in 1980? I can give you an easy clue if you need it. More than that.
Okay.
Sorry, what was the clue? I broke up for a second there.
All right, so the question is, how many people died as a result of the Mount St. Helens eruption in 1980? Would you like a clue?
Sure, why not?
kinds.
Oh, okay. That's gross.
That's a good hint.
I'm not connecting the dots on that.
That's such a bad way to remember.
Oh, man. Kinds commemorates.
Well, it's better than using that A1 technology.
Just ignore that it looks like blood.
Oh, my God.
It's a steak sauce, Justin.
Heinz.
Four, eight, one?
It's a steak sauce. The number.
Yeah, A1.
No, A1. Not the Jesus. A1.
Heights 57. 57. What are you, the Secretary of Education?
Yeah, probably.
Heinz 57 commemorates.
We can
the 1981.
When's the last time we used Heinz 57 for steak sauce?
It's been a minute.
Yeah, I mean, I know that's what it's for, but...
I put it on a hamburger.
Heinz, there's recipes that call for it, but I can't ever be like, excuse me, you got any Heinz 57?
You got any of the 57 back
they
there?
They don't.
Right. You know I put that answer. On my steak, and then I have a Fig Newton.
Well done, please. I don't like it too squishy.
Actually, it might be made from the same thing.
What's that?
Figs.
Figs.
Oh, yeah, probably. That explains it.
Mm-hmm.
That's fig sauce.
All right, here's your question. What Star Trek actor is responsible for The Ballad of Bilbo Baggins?
Oh, man.
What?
I just remember that as a kid. We just laughed so much at that song.
Is this guy known for singing?
No.
Okay.
That would not be his forte, I don't believe.
I'm just saying, there was a Star Trek actor that did a lot of singing that not a whole lot of people...
That was more...
No, not him. Not him.
Spoken word.
Yeah, he's definitely more of a spoken word tip.
Will Wheaton?
Not Will Wheaton. Leonard Nimoy. Just right. Like you picture it.
Justin, question number six.
This is the Ballad of Bilbo Baggins.
All right, the question. What is the state capital of Vermont?
Ooh, miles.
You might as well spin that freaking wheel. Oh, my God. Wow. Horrible today.
Montpelier.
Question seven, what is the capital of Michigan?
Man, I wish I paid attention in elementary school. I gotta spin it again, man.
Is that Grand Rapids?
Nope.
Lansing?
Ann Arbor.
Lansing.
Good work.
This is question number eight, Justin. Congratulations. You've tied our biggest dummy, James.
Let's go, Justin.
Oh, fantastic. This is my best day ever.
Glad to feel that way. All right, here's your question. How long do rodeo bull and bronco riders have to stay on their mounts?
Is that 10 seconds?
Oh. 8 seconds.
Eight.
Now officially the biggest dummy, Justin.
Hang on, dummy.
And that means you're done, brother. You're not going to ask anymore. You made it.
Nice work.
Congratulations, James. Justin. You have gone down.
Yeah. Down goes James.
Justin steps in with
his big dumb fist.
James had a hell of a run there, though.
He did, man.
He was our biggest dummy for most of the year. Yeah.
What a time.
More of a big dummy coming up, 206-803-ROCK.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not-so-secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Today's podcast is sponsored by Midi Health. At any given time, 61% of adult women say they want to lose weight. But for many, that's easier said than done. If you've had trouble losing weight, don't lose hope. Midi Health uses a deep understanding of women's hormones and a combination of weight loss medications to create a customized plan for each user. Midi Health can help you achieve more effective and sustainable weight loss by addressing hormone imbalances. Midi can also prescribe proven weight loss medications that help you experience reduced appetite and increased feelings of fullness. When paired with hormone optimization, you're not just managing your weight, you're also supporting your body's natural processes, which means you can overcome those weight loss plateaus that in the past have been so difficult to move beyond. So if you're ready to combine the power of hormones with the power of weight loss medications, visit joinmidi.com today. Discover how this innovative approach can lead you to lasting success. That's joinmidi.com.
Since the dawn of Major League Baseball, every player has honed their unique skills.
Judge, drill deep to left.
Ohtani connects and it's gone.
Skene strikes out the side.
Bobby Witt Jr. throws in time.
Harper does it again.
Witness the hills of the game in ballparks nationwide. Get your tickets today at MLB.com/tickets. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Always live on the free Odyssey app. From the Pinkies Plumbing Studio, you're in the men's room. Text the guys at 206-803-ROCK.
Head chef coming up, Test Meat and Potatoes, talking fish sandos and Easter candy. That's coming up at 4:30, right after the game known as Big Dummy, 206-803-ROCK.
Hello, Christina. Welcome to the
Big
men's room.
Big Dummy!
Christina, are you sober or not sober?
No, I'm not.
You are not sober?
No.
Okay. Christina, welcome to Big Dummy. All right, our men's room poll. You're going to have one. Are you taking B.O., bad breath, constant flatulence, or bad acne?
I'm going to have to go with bad breath.
Bad breath. Okay, the first one to pick that.
Now I'm not going to kiss you.
Darn it.
All right. But it tastes like menthol.
Here's... and oxygen.
All right.
I don't know why. I think you two would get along.
Oh, me and Christina here?
Yeah.
Probably. Talking smack about you. We'd be like Waldorf and what's-his-face from the Muppets.
Statler.
Yeah, look at that.
You get along fantastic.
All right, here's your question.
The romance is blooming here, Mike.
Can you feel it? I can feel it.
I can feel it in the air.
Yeah. All right, stop flirting with me, Christina.
All right, here's your question. Everyone did so well in this. What is the capital of New Jersey?
Oh, hey.
Gabagoo.
Capital of New Jersey.
Gabagoo, New Jersey.
I don't even know any cities in New Jersey. I have no idea.
You can't name a city in the state of New Jersey?
No.
Newark.
Trenton.
It is Trenton, New Jersey.
Brick?
I was going to say Trenton. Believe it or not, I was going to say that.
Were you really going to say Trenton? I can't even name a city in New Jersey. Now all of a sudden you're like, I was going to say that.
I swear.
That's why I like her. That's why I like her, Mike. I like a good woman who's going to lie to me.
No, I really did think that. I just didn't say it.
Huh? I believe you.
Thank you.
Oh, look at that. It's sucking up. All right, Christina. He's trying to move in on my turf. Here's your question. What gland is located at the base of the brain? What gland? It's one of the few I've heard of, so if you can even think of it.
Which brain?
Laval's never wrong.
Your throat gland.
The what?
The throat gland. Your throat.
Patella?
Pituitary.
Pituitary. Still a gland I know. Sweat gland.
That's what.
Is your, is your thyroid a gland?
It is.
Okay.
Thyroid's a gland. I don't know where it is.
Adrenal gland?
I think it's adrenal.
Yeah. All right.
Yeah. Gland. Yeah, pituitary gland.
What does the pituitary do anyway?
Helps you grow up.
Okay, that's an entirely different question. I have no idea.
Isn't the pituitary the one that when you mature, you're going through puberty?
Oh, that's the one that fires it all up?
Yeah, pretty sure.
And look, I don't care what my glands
hair grows just now. Poof.
All at once.
Pump it out.
Voice change.
Now. Turn the juice on.
Smell bad. All right, here's your question. What color is the black box on a plane?
Red.
What was that?
Reddish orange.
Okay, very specific. I wouldn't specifically take an orange.
Why isn't it black?
What is a reddish orange?
Because they want to find it. The question is, why do they call it a black box?
What is reddish orange?
Because it's not exactly a good thing if you've got to find the black box.
Right.
Yeah.
Make it camo.
There's got to be a name for that color.
Kind of a maroon? Dark situation there.
No, that's the other one.
Burgundy?
No.
No, that's too dark.
You're going red. So what, just between red and...
You go to the
paint
store.
Is it just reddish orange?
Well, I don't know.
They're going to have a stupid name.
They call it a bright orange.
Bright orange.
See, it's bright orange.
Not black at all.
Hello, Hugo. Welcome to the men's room.
Hola.
Hola. Hugo, sober or not sober?
Sober.
Sober.
Mike sounds like he's shocked by his ancestry report. I'm not black at all.
No, I'm black at all.
Hey, Hugo.
I've been lied to.
Hey, Hugo, does anyone ever call you boss?
All the time.
All right, Hugo. You have one. Are you taking B.O., bad breath, constant flatulence, or bad acne?
I'm going to go with flatulence. Flatulence. Not too far from the tooth.
All right.
All right, Stinky Hugo. All right, Stinky Hugo, here's your question. What woman was the chief photographer for Rolling Stone magazine from 1970 to 1983?
Sharon Stone.
Do we know this? Is this a famous person? Or?
You'll know her name. You might not even know what she does. Annie Leibovitz.
Oh, you're right. I know her name.
So she's a very well-known photographer. She was Rolling Stone's chief photographer. All right, here is your question. What is the chemical symbol for sodium?
Ooh.
Diabetes.
Jesus.
For blood pressure.
Go with N-E.
Nah.
N-A.
N-A.
Ah,
so
nah.
Nah.
You and knee.
He's selfish. Mm-hmm. All right, selfish. Here you go. Here's your question. What is the highest number on a standard roulette wheel? Roulette wheel.
Roulette?
32. No, 34. 35. 37.
36, isn't it?
36.
I don't have a gambling problem.
You got it from the neck up problem.
What?
All right. Here's your question.
Damn.
Yeah. That seems harsh, dude.
I was.
You got a problem from the neck up, boy.
You're dumb. All right. That's what he's saying.
And your face ugly.
It's all of that. Yeah. It's the neck up. You pick him, you're right.
Got a lumpy head.
If you can guess it, you're correct. All right. Here's your question.
That's a cross-eyed.
What's the ballet term for a 360-degree turn on one foot?
The spinaroonie.
The spinaroonie. The
spinaroonie.
That's a pirouette.
That's a pirouette.
Mm. Question five, Hugo.
All right, this one is multiple choice, and we're talking about Cher. That's right, the woman Cher. What undiagnosed condition, quote-unquote, forced Cher to drop out of high school at age 16? ADHD, dyslexia, autism, or Tourette's?
Oh, no.
My voice cracked. This is what I sound like now.
I can't finish school.
Dyslexia.
You got it.
I can't read.
Nice job.
You think that was weird for her when her voice cracked? Yeah. Like, you probably sound like a normal little girl. God damn, really? This is what I waited all these years for.
Girls' voices don't really change that much.
They do, man. They usually get a little lower, I guess.
Okay.
Yeah, I guess my daughter, her voice didn't crack.
No.
Big W is a game. 206-803 Ron.
I sound like Patrick Mahomes. Oh, good for her.
I like that they're changing.
Oh, hey, Dad. Not into Barbies anymore.
Wow. All right.
All right. I'm into Ken. I'm using the razor. But only on my neck.
Right.
Me and some of the gals from the softball team are going to get together. Hey, Dad, I used your razor. I didn't clean it. You might want to sprinkle that off before you get started.
Yeah, Donnie, that's yours.
Yeah, that is now your razor, yeah. Hello, Neil. Welcome to the men's room.
Need your deodorant.
Hola, bichola.
Hola. Neil, are you on team sober or team not sober?
Not sober.
All right, Neil, welcome to Big Dub. Are you drinking a men's room IPA, Neil?
No.
Oh,
Neil.
What are you doing over there?
I'm drinking a Miller Lite.
Oh, okay. Hey,
nice.
Not bad at all. All right, Neil, you've got one. Are you taking B.O., bad breath, constant flatulence, or bad acne?
I'm going to go with the flatulence so I can, let my friends know.
Your friends know what?
They'll know.
You got coded messages.
Silent.
All right. All right, here's your question. And you sound like the man that can answer this. If a dish is served parmentier, what starch does it contain? Parmentier. Yes, I practiced that all freaking day. Thank you, Google Translate.
I do not know that one.
It's a starch.
Potatoes?
That's what I thought.
Boom! Oh, one and done.
Nice job.
I knew you'd get the answer to that question.
Bam!
Neil, acting like he's not fancy.
Like what food dish has that name in?
That's a different question for a different person.
I've never even heard of it.
All right, hang on. Now, Neil, before we let you go, I've never heard of it either. I have no idea. But if it has that word, parmentier.
Pamontier.
It's got potatoes. All right. Here's
also means it's going to cost you $30.
That is correct. Also, if you see that on the menu, you're about to overpay. Mm-hmm. All right. Your question. The average man, based on a survey, feels 200% more confident when they're wearing a suit. Or take Viagra.
Do you know about the true crimes that inspired a Bruce Springsteen album? Or the murders AC/DC was blamed for? How about Taylor Swift's violent stalkers? Or the suspicious deaths of Brittany Murphy and River Phoenix? These stories and more are told in the Disgraceland podcast, hosted by me, Jake Brennan, every Tuesday, where I dive deep into subjects from the dark side of music history and entertainment. So follow and listen to Disgraceland on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Or both.
Can you repeat it?
I can, but I won't. No, I can. The average man feels 200% more confident when they're wearing a suit. True or false?
True.
Oh,
now, believe it or not, we do feel 66%
more confident. Oh, 66.
Yeah, we do feel more confident, just not 200.
Game is Big Dummy, 206-803 Rock.
Hello, Jen. Welcome to the men's room.
Hello,
Nicholas. Oh, yeah. Jen, are you on team sober or team not sober?
I'm working on a team not sober.
All right, Jen. Good for you.
Putting in that work.
Drinking the Benjamin IPA?
All right. Yeah, what are you drinking over there, Jen?
I'm
okay, well, good for you.
Her phone's drunk, too.
All right, you have one. B.O., bad breath, constant flatulence, or bad acne?
I have bad acne, so I'm just going to stick with the bad acne.
What the hell's going on with your phone?
I don't know.
There we go.
That's
a little bit better, Jen.
All right, Jen, here's your question. What Ivy League university is located in Ithaca, New York? Mike Tyson always says Ithaca. Is Issaquah. Oh.
Ithaca.
What was that, Jen?
Isn't that Cornell?
It is Cornell. One and done. Nice job.
One and done.
Boom. Do you know what the other school is there?
Ithaca.
Ithaca. How about that?
All right, Jen, before we let you go with your big brain, true or false? Most of the static that you hear on the radio is caused by radiation from around the planet Jupiter.
I'm going to say false.
Yeah, believe it or not, most of the static that you hear on the radio from freaking Jupiter.
No way.
Yeah.
Thanks, Jupiter.
Yeah, well, exactly.
That's why I don't do AM.
Game is Big Dummy, 206-803 Rock.
Hello, Joe. Welcome to the men's room.
Hey, what's happening?
Oh, yeah. Joe, are you on team sober or team not sober?
Yeah, not so sober.
Not so sober, Joe. All right, Joe. Okay, Joe, you got what? Are you taking the bad breath, B.O., constant flatulence, or bad acne?
Yeah, flatulence.
Flatulence. Okay.
You all right there, Joe?
Yeah, you sound a little bit melancholy.
Yeah.
All right. I'll check it on you.
Yeah. All right, cool.
Yeah.
All right, my friend. Here is your question. What is the scientific name for the North Star?
On your forehead.
Oh, no. Not knowing.
It's also a...
four-wheeler brand?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Polaris.
Ah, nice.
All right, your question. What werewolf-themed cereal briefly joined Count Chocula and Frankenberry on store shelves back in 1974? And I think they brought it back once.
I think they did once.
And involved a werewolf.
Yeah, not Cookie Crisp.
Nah. He kind of stole the thunder, man.
Mm-hmm. That's why they couldn't do it.
So what was the question?
Sorry. I talked too much.
What werewolf-themed cereal briefly joined Count Chocula and Frankenberry on store shelves in 1974?
Yeah. Frankenberries.
Frankenberry 2.
Do you remember this, Miles? Fruit Brute.
Fruit Brute.
That's right. Remember that, dude?
Right. Yeah, I do.
Did someone send you a box of that, like we were in Baltimore, somebody found it, or they put it
It Fruit Brute that they sent?
It may have been.
Yeah. You were talking about it for some reason.
Like you liked the cereal or whatever the deal
was. I remembered it fondly as a child. Yeah. It was awful.
I have to say, was it any good or was it actually
no. As an adult, I'm like, this is garbage, man. But I just good memories as a kid. Kind of like
I say it sometimes to my buddies.
What's that?
Stop being such a Fruit Brute.
Which buddies? Tell them my name. All right. Here's your question. Who wrote the lyrics for 50 Ways to Leave Your Lover?
50 Ways to Leave Your Lover.
Nick Cannon.
Get on the bus, Gus. Make a new plan, stay.
Not knowing that one either.
Paul Simon.
Yep. Oh, my.
Oh, you know him as Al. That's my bad.
Gotcha.
All right, Joe, question three. Question number three. What meat in what's the meat in McDonald's original recipe for the Egg McMuffin? Or as Miles calls them, the Egg McMuffin.
Egg McBlublin.
Sausage.
No.
No, that's Canadian bacon.
Sausage McMuffin with egg.
You never had an Egg McMuffin, Joe?
Oh, yeah.
The excitement in your voice, sir, is palpable.
So what are you doing over there? Are you drinking or are you smoking?
He's hyping up a high school football team.
A little bit of both.
All right.
There you go.
Okay, men's room lager right now.
All right. Hey. Okay, it's coming around. Better, Joe. Yeah, really is. Yeah. All right, question four.
Let's get this one right, Joe.
Come on now.
Hi, right, Joe. It's your question. What was the first disposable product made by Bic?
A shaver.
Not a bad guess.
Lighter?
Nope.
The pen?
Pen.
Ooh, yep. Big pen.
That's what I was doing with that.
Oh, I thought you were lighter.
It looked like a lighter. Yep, you're right. It looked like a lighter. I went for lighter as soon as I saw that pen was wrong, and it was actually right.
All right. Your question. What is the fastest animal on Earth that runs on two legs?
Ooh.
Oh, my
gosh.
It's an ugly-ass animal.
No, dude, we're slow as hell.
Sometimes they're farmed.
Some people ride them.
Mm-hmm.
Some people eat them.
Yeah.
Some people joust with them.
Yep.
Down under, mate.
Are they down under?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I know the other one is.
Africa, Australia.
No kidding.
United States. Not wild, but farmed.
Mm-hmm.
Kangaroo.
They're really quick.
Ostrich.
Ostrich. Question five. Question number five, Joe. What is the name Joe short for?
Joseph.
Oh, sorry. Nah, of course.
One more? Let's do one more.
All right, let's
do Big Dummy.
Hello, Adam. Welcome to the men's room.
Hola, gentlemen.
Hola.
Adam, are you sober or not sober?
I'm sober.
Okay. Adam, welcome to Big Dummy. Okay, you got to do one on our men's room poll. You're going to have BO, bad breath, constant flatulence, or bad acne?
Constant flatulence.
Everyone's picking the fog today. Because
then at least it's funny from time to time. All right, Adam. Here is your question. In the movie The Shawshank Redemption, how long does Red spend in prison before being paroled?
50 years.
So close.
40 years.
40.
That's half a lifetime.
All right. Your question. What 1977 Commodore song tells us of a woman whose measurements are 36, 24, 36? Ow.
I think I referenced her earlier. We're talking about a wrestler.
Yes.
Oh.
She's
I don't know any Commodore songs.
She's a brick
house.
Mighty, mighty.
Let it all hang out. Get riled in here today.
Riled up.
Every once in a while, someone lets it all hang out, and you're like, put it away.
Put it back in.
Right. Now.
Roll it up.
Those are Daisy Dukes.
They weren't supposed to be.
Right.
That's a Family Guy quote. It's like a walrus flossing.
All right. Here's your question. Limerick, round bend, Aberdeen, and octopus are all forms of what? Is it knots, fishing hooks, wrestling moves, or saw blades? So knots, fishing hooks, wrestling moves, or saw blades. The terms are limerick, round bend, Aberdeen, and octopus.
Knot.
Fishing hooks.
Oh. I thought you wrote limericks.
There's also a place called Limerick.
Yeah.
And you can tie a limerick. You can write them, you can tie them, you can visit. What else you want, Ted? Jesus, Limerick's putting itself out there.
Sometimes in the English language, words can mean two things.
Thanks, Mike.
All right, Adam, your question. Who was murdered along with O.J. Simpson's estranged wife, Nicole? Or the other way to ask, who's the other person O.J. killed?
The boyfriend.
It was the boyfriend, yeah.
I should know this, too.
We really should.
Yeah, and his family.
He was there, too, yeah, man.
His family, they're the ones suing him to the end.
Oh, I got it.
Still didn't get any money.
Ron? Was his name Ron?
Yeah, Ronald.
Yeah, Ron, yeah. You're almost there.
I know it's not Burgundy.
No, it's not Ron Burgundy.
It's not Ron Burgundy.
It's a little more Yiddish.
Or,
There's no good way to do that, Ted. There's no good way to guess.
It's hurting. It's hurting.
Goldman.
Goldman. Okay.
Ronald. Goldman.
Question five.
It was rich.
Okay. Who played the U.S. president in the movie Air Force One?
Yeah, get off my plane.
Woody Harrelson.
What, who?
Woody Harrelson.
What?
Get out the cockpit.
Harrison Ford.
I'm hot.
It was Harrison Ford.
Did he say Harrison Ford?
No, he said Woody Harrelson. Oh.
But then he said Harrison Ford. I don't know.
All right, we're going to give you one more. Then we'll figure. All right. There's one more. All right, here's your question. What part of the scientific method tests a hypothesis? What do you have to do if you want to prove your hypothesis? If you were to...
Theory?
The experiment?
Experiment, yes.
Right, because that either proves or disproves, then you have the theory.
Question seven. All right, question number seven. This is your last question.
Come on.
Then we got to go to break, man.
We got
to
do it.
We're pulling for you. We are pulling for you. All right.
Cass is going to yell at me.
What baseball team used the Swingin' Friar as its team emblem until 1984? What Major League Baseball team?
Friars.
Friars.
Swinging Friars.
Think Spanish language.
South California.
Swinging Friars.
Mm-hmm. Correct.
What is a friar technically known as?
Like a Friar Tuck.
With
what's his face? Robin.
Yeah.
What's his face?
Pan.
Southern California team.
Yeah, in California, the southernmost major city.
San Diego Padres.
Ah, there it is.
That all makes sense now. We're going to walk him home.
Very good, yes. The winning run. Head Chef coming up, 10 Speed of Potatoes, Talking Fish Sandos, and Easter Candy at 4:30, and your email's coming up next for the Men's Room at KISW.com.